Another reason and rationale for doing this is we know that strengths can be used not only in treating serious emotional disturbances or problems, but can be very helpful in preventing additional problems. One of your readings this week, Farmer and Others, 2005, examined associations between African-American adolescent strengths and their developmental risk or resilience across several domains, and found significant relationships for both boys and girls. Cox also found that child outcomes were significantly better for seriously emotionally or behaviorally disturbed youth when strength-based assessments were utilized. Also on this slide is the website for the developmental assets at the Search Institute, which summarizes how an emphasis on strengths is one of your strongest tools in prevention.